Welcome to the Awaken Podcast.
My name is Victoria Bond. I'm a spiritual empowerment coach and a psychic medium. This podcast is full of spiritual teachings, of channels, and of course, activations. So enjoy the podcast and I'll see you inside.
So this is the second part of manifestation and how we do this within our seasons and our cycles. So I just kind of touched on our numerology and, of course, our menstrual cycles, as well as the actual seasons that we have. But if we see this as like a layered effect rather than like a, I have to do this and I want this and I've got to take the action to get this. Like if we see it as energetic layering, as well as aligned action, of course, but the aligned action has to happen in the divine timing. And the divine timing has a couple of things connected to that. And one of them is where we have our limitations and our mistakes. So if we believe we have to receive a certain amount of time, and that's the only way that we can see, we are literally like cutting off our nose to spite our face. You know, if we change our perspective on how and when we've got to get something, we can definitely be specific and say, I am calling in a new home within 30 days. Like, we certainly can be specific, but we have to be open for other possibilities. Because if we're not open for other possibilities, we are missing 1,000%. So an example is a few years ago, I felt this possibility, this opportunity to move 6 hours away from where we were living and to move to the beach, which had been my dream for like ever. And I was like, oh my gosh, this opportunity's come up. It's this amazing possibility that we can do. And I want it and I want it now. I want it now. And then the ego comes in. If I don't get this within the next year, like I actually want it within 3 months, but if I don't get it's general, I don't know how I'm going to feel. Like, I want it. Like, I want it. Like, I want it. And there's nothing else I want other than this. So the ego got louder than the desire. Because a desire, we always are calling it to come from the highest vibration, the highest frequency. And when you override the frequency and the vibration, because you want it now, you want the money now, you want the house now, you want the man now, then we're literally cutting our nose off to sweat our face. Like, why would you do that? Like, it's the ego comes in and it's so loud. And I said to my husband, I said, hey, I want this now. I've written this huge email for this possibility. With that, I'm going to push for it. This is where we're meant to be. I know it. I've had these visions. And he was like, okay. And all of a sudden, he goes, I feel like I'm going to throw up. I sat down, this was in the bath, and this was all been manifested, because I was like, I'm manifesting like lightning in the bath. It's all happening now. So loud. And then he goes, I really don't feel very well. And I said, oh shit, this is right, is it? And he goes, no, babe, it's just not right. And I was like, oh, you know what? Let's just completely drop. Let's just drop it right now. And I felt the ego deflate, and I had to come back to faith. Where it's like, I know I'm moving to the beach. I know that I'm manifesting a beautiful home. I know I'm manifesting a gigantic, incredible, prosperous business. I know I'm, you know, manifesting my dream body. I know all these things. But where am I pushing? Where am I cutting off my nose to spite my face? Where am I upper limiting? Where is my ego louder than my desire? Was my ego louder than my desire? Because if it's a true desire and time is not linear, then you will get it exactly how you want to get it when you want to get it, and probably better. And this is why they say, I desire this and this and this. This is what I'm choosing. This is where I'm falling in. Or this will be there. This will be there. So 3 years later, actually 1 year later after that ego, I call them ego attacks. Like I just had a total ego attack. Wow. It's like, if you call it an ego death, right? So you have this ego attack and then it dies. You're like, oh, shit. Wow. Okay. That was intense. It's like running that last bit of a race, you know, you like sprint to like, all you can see is that one direction. And then you stop and you're like, ah, okay. So it's the Soto thing. It's ego attack from the ego death. It happened very quickly. And to catch it is very good. Catch it before it gets away from you and it becomes your identity, which is, of course, a mistaken belief and a limitation. So here I am a year later. And my auntie and uncle, they come along and they say, hey, Victoria, I've got something to ask you. So I'm like, what is it? We would like to buy your house if you ever want to move. And I went, huh? Well, yeah, you know we want to move. We want to move to where you live. Like, what do we do? Why don't we do a house swap? And my uncle goes, absolutely. My auntie's like, oh, I've got to think about all of the steps because it's just the way she is. She doesn't like to waste anything. You know, she could take 5 years to do something. And she's all about divine timing to the absolute opposite extreme to me. And I was like, what? And he goes, you know what? I reckon we should just swap everything. Like, that's in my house. We even leave the stuff in the fridge. And I was like, okay, I think you're kind of standing over at the top here. Like, I want to have my shit with the things. But you could see his enthusiasm. So I said, let's figure this out because we want it to be an integral. We know that where you live is a more expensive town, but we've got a beautiful house, which is twice the size that we've just built, literally. We'll sit with us and come up with a plan. We did. We came up with a plan where we were to give them money and to do a house swap. And everyone was like, okay, let's sit on this. Let's make this, you know, in 6 months' time or in a year's time. And I sat with it and I thought, no. Taking everything into consideration, including my intuition, I want to move in 3 months. I want to be there by July. We will have moved you, and we literally did everything. We said, they're quite a lot older than us. It's my auntie. My uncle's in his 70s, and she was in her 60s, and they've never had kids, and you know, they're retired. They're well and truly retired. And I said, let's take the stress out, and we will move all of your things. And our things, and all you have to do, we even got the contract all signed up and everything. All you have to do is show up or unpack your stuff. And my uncle had said, he's been not very well in many different ways. And he said, if he doesn't trust people, right, there's this whole psychosis thing about people and stuff. So he keeps very quiet to himself. And he said, if I don't move now, I'm not going to move. And I don't want real estate people when I don't rent. Everyone just, this is great. He said, I don't even care about the money. I don't even want the money. I just want to move now. I'm happy to pack my bags and go, like, literally. And I said, no, we've got to do this. We've got to do the I's and the T's and make sure it's, because this is the world we live in. You know, and everyone was like, wouldn't it be just so cool if we could just swap houses? Like, why is there all this jargon in between? And we're like, I know, but, you know, we had to make sure everybody's going to be a deal. So that is what happened. And so here I am in a brick house with a studio and down the street with lovely neighbors. And we've been here for nearly 2 years. And Luke and I said, you know, this isn't the house on the hill or the ocean view. This isn't the 2 minute walk to the beach, but we made it to the beach. We got back into the market. We got a hand up, basically, because we got to do the swap and we saved money because we didn't real estate. All these different things happened easy. There was a lot of work in there, like a lot of work. I mean, we had to move 2 houses, 6 hours, and Luke drove like 12 hours a day for like 5 days or something ridiculous. Like, he was buggered. We had to come and we had to make it our own and put fences up, and we had to kind of get our dog this way and get our kids into school, and there's all these this set of challenges, which we were like, but we made it to the beach. We get to walk on the beach every day. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. The house on the hill and the 2 minute walk to the beach is, it's not far away, but I had gone into like a surrender of, you know, thy will versus my will. My ego was no longer yelling, I want the house on the hill with a 2 minute walk to the beach. I want to be like a size fucking zero with $1 million shoes. Like, I just simmered down. I'm so grateful for this process. So grateful. And we took a lot to get to where we're at now. But there was this layered process of energetics and strategy, of mindset and embodiment that got us to where we're at. And, you know, we don't have the flashiest house in the town. We're not the wealthiest people in the town. We moved to a wealthy town. But, like, it didn't matter that we had to half our house and give away most of our furniture. None of it mattered, you know. It was like making this happen. We're making our dreams happen. And it's always in a divine timing and alignment. And I will have an ego attack from time to time. And then I'll have, like, an ego death. And, you know, I didn't settle, but I definitely surrendered to the process, knowing that there's more and there's always more. There's always more. It always gets better. It always gets better. It always gets easier. It always gets easier. I'm always stretching my capacity. I'm always receiving more. I'm always allowing more. I'm always more embodied. I'm always working towards my goals and trusting that the universe is only halfway. And that was only about a month ago. I have to look at my diary. A month ago, we were feeling like, whoa, we've been working and it's been summer. We've had like 10 million people come and visit us. Like, it was busy. It was like super busy. It was like, just had February and I was like, oh, the hell. Like, this has been an insane. It's like in the middle of summer in February here in New Zealand. And we had all these people coming to visit us because it's like Luke's parents were coming through town. We were going to look at, you know, buying batches and you just saw all their places, and his sister and her boys and her husband were coming along as he's squeezing into our tiny house and all this stuff is happening. And I said, like, we need to have some family time. So before everyone comes today, like, let's go for a drive, you know, let's just go for a drive because I feel like everyone's been here and we haven't even spent any quality time together. So he's like, yeah, sure. So we go to the supermarket. Go get some yummy treats. We're like, let's just go have like a, take a bag of groceries somewhere and like get our picnic blanket and just have a whole lot of snacks and connect, you know, like, and he goes, I know exactly where we're going to go. And I was like, great. So driving off, I didn't even know where we were going. And he drove to the top, 10 minutes out of town to this top of this hill wall and these houses and stuff. It's a place that I'm near. And he's like, I wanted to come here and have a picnic here. And I was like, oh, okay, sweet ass. Like, whatever. Like, I've never been here before for a picnic. And I thought we'd be closer to the beach. We're like, whatever, good choice. And it was just this relief that came over me. Like, yay, our family's together. It's been so great having visitors. But yay, we get to spend an hour together, like, consciously playing. And I said, oh my God, there's an open home sign. Holy shit, there's an open home sign there. Let's go look, eh? We all stood up automatically. Didn't even get the food out of the bag. And then we walked straight into the house. We're like, hi, how's it going? We're just coming to have a nosy since we're 10. He's like, that's what we're here for. Walked in and went, holy shit, this is an A-frame house. Oh my God, I wanted an A-frame house since I was a kid. I love two-story houses. Holy moly, there's a view from every single bedroom. Wow, how many bedrooms is it? It's 5. Luke, we need 5 bedrooms because we have to have an office each. You know, and I'd actually said to the universe, if you happen to bring me a house that had 5 bedrooms or a separate sleep out, like whatever, like a separate studio. And I was like, always thinking, or better, you're right. Like, there's no 5 bedroom houses around here that we could possibly afford. It was that type of energy, but I kept asking. And I was like, holy shit, like literally. And I looked at my daughter, like as soon as we walked in, so backtracking a little bit, and she goes, hey, mum, this is our new house. And I went, what? And then she ran off. So she was 10 at the time, and she ran off. She's nearly 11. And she's like literally jumping on the bed. I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, this is my room. And I was like, no, this is my room. And then CJ's like, this is my room. And I was like, oh my God, this is my office. Holy shit, there's a glass balustrade. And there's a ranch slider. I can have my egg chair here. Yeah. The egg chair I've been wanting for so long. And then, I was like, this section, they're like, we can have a trampoline again. And I look at Luke and he's just like, got this big smile. I was like, oh my God, you want it, don't you? And he was like, yep. I was like, hang on, there's no garage. It's a no-brainer. Like, it's a no. It's like a no-brainer no. Like, there's no garage. And Luke loves his toy car and he just loves his tools and stuff. And so does Christian. And he said, I can build a garage, babe. And I went, oh my God, we want this house. How much is it? So we looked at the price and we said to the real estate, look, we want this house. This house is ours. And this is what we've got. And if you can get us a side swap, like if we can basically, again, like the swap mentality, right? Like how crazy is this? We want to sidestep and we don't want any more debt. We would love to have this house. If you can sell our house for us for this particular price, and if we can buy this for this particular price, obviously we will be guided by you on the, you know, on all the details, then go for it. And he was like, oh my God, okay. And we went for our picnic and I said, ring him right now. 10 minutes after we'd just been in that house, Luke rang up and said, we are 1,000%. Let's do it. Within a few days, our offer had been accepted. We had to sit on it overnight just to, actually, I think it was the next day. The next day we put our offer in and it got accepted. The owners wanted to meet us, which is nothing like that ever happens, right? And we're sitting there talking to them and they're saying, we've got all this glass balustrade for you. So, you know, we had all these plans to build this gigantic deck and we'll give it all to you. We asked for pretty much all of their furniture. Like probably 80% of the furniture. We said we want those beds. They're great beds. We want them for the kids because they've outgrown their beds. We want your dressing tables. We want your furniture. We want your dining room table. And then like, yep, you can have it all. And because it just went with the house. And we did the same here. We're like, you know what? We're going to keep our level lounge suite here and our dining room. Like we left so much of us. We're leaving so much of our stuff in our house because we've had it for 10 years. And it's good quality, but it won't kind of fit the new house. And, you know, the interesting thing was within half an hour of putting our house on the market, half an hour, someone put an offer in for more than what we had asked. And we exactly to the frickin' cent will be doing a sidestep. This house won't be costing us any money, but we will have a view. We will have our offices. We will have a 2-minute walk to the beach, which I didn't even mention, right? It's straight down a hill. And there's at least three different ways you can get to the beach, down a hill or down through a bush, a beautiful forest full of native trees and plants. It is the most magical place you've ever seen, full of fairies. And then there's a huge cliff on another side where you can go for a walk to all these little bays with private beaches. It is literally paradise. And 3 to 4 years ago, I visualized being on that exact beach when I lived 6 hours away. And, you know, the whole point of this manifestation episode today is to be like, don't be hasty. Don't give up. And don't think, you know, it's not coming fast enough. My business isn't building fast. My soulmate isn't coming quick enough, you know. I want it now. You know, the problem is most people give up on the dream. And that's something I haven't done. So there's been so many sidesteps and there's been so many stepping stones. There's been tears. There's been ego deaths. There's been ego attacks. There has been times when I've gone, I don't know if I'm going to get the house on the hill with the walk to the beach and the ocean views with the 5 bedrooms because there's nothing like this around, let alone the A-frame. I'd never seen that house sitting there before. Like, of course, the house was always there, but it certainly had never been on sale. And I'd looked, ironically, we had looked a year before at the house just below it, which was for sale. And we walked in and we were about to make an offer. We were like, no, we can't. It's just right. It needed too much work. And Luke was like, I don't want a house that needs any work. And that was that piece that the universe was waiting for. We were so specific on what we wanted. And I just eased up on the time. We've had properties fall through. We have had contracts revoked. We've had all sorts of things happening to us in the last 3 years. We've had times where I'm like, yes, I want that house, let's go for it. And then we just go, at the last minute, we're going, nah, it's not right. And the minute I could catch my ego and go, it is all happening for me, you know, this or better, but I can't push. There's no point. And I'm not going to do the same with my business. I'm going to show up every day and I'm going to show my brightest light. Literally, I'm going to shine so fucking bright that I'm going to blind all the darkness, right? It's going to turn into light because I am so willing to hold on to it. hold on to those thoughts and those manifestations of the impact I want to create and the relationships I want to grow and, you know, serving from Riverview, going to the beach and walking on the beach when there's no one else on there in the morning and in the lunchtime. And I'm just looking at a monarch butterfly right now that's just singable. And the signs of synchronicity is always there. You know, I've seen the 333 today. I actually messaged someone that was 555 this morning, was it 55%. So you just can't make this stuff up. Now, gratitude piece is so important when it comes to manifesting. Because if I pack a shit every time somebody leaves my container or a house doesn't go through or like something gets cancelled, if I pack a shit about those things, then all I'm doing is feeding my ego. And feeding my victim mentality. And, you know, in my one-to-one containers and my magnificent mediumship, I'm always trying to invite people to stretch. Like, I'm like, you need to stretch. Stretch your capacity to receive and really, like, this ego death, the triggering that I create on purpose and even, like, turning up the pain for people, like, sometimes people can't handle it and they don't like it and they're like, yeah, okay, that's too much. But other people go, I see what you're doing. Like, you are stretching me. So then I can get past myself and realize that there's something so bigger at play and we don't have to do everything. And if it's not landing exactly how we want it to when it's happening, like Ethereum not getting her ice cream when she wants her ice cream, she's like, give it to me, and picking it up. Shit, like, we've got to learn patience. Patience is literally a virtue, and so is gratitude. So, you know, everyone's saying, oh my God, you got your house, and you're so excited, you're moving in a month. And I was like, yeah, I'm so excited. I really am. And I'm so grateful. And I'm probably a bit high, because I've got these huge amounts of energy that I desire to serve with. But I'm so grateful for the house that I'm in right now, and the studio that I'm in, and the road that I'm on. And my friends that are around the corner. And I'm so grateful for the experience of running on these roads every day, driving on every day. Because in a month's time, my life's going to look different. Our life is going to look different, completely different. And it's going to come with a different set of challenges, like having to drive the kids to school an extra 10 minutes. So adjusting my life around that. How am I going to go for a run with my friends? There's all of these adjustments and I will come towards them with absolute grace. And gratitude. But right now, I'm going to be grateful for being here now, knowing that if the universe can create along with me, co-create exactly what I've been asking for the last 3 years. And I've been working on it every single day, right? So I went for a walk with Luke and Luke was like, you know what? I want that house on the hill right over there. And I was like, yeah, but babe, it's not a walk to the beach. It's like, you can only see the beach. And I feel like that's kind of like looking at a brownie and not being able to eat it. Like it's like a cocktail. I want my cake and I want to eat it too. Like, why wouldn't I want that? You know? So I just feel like being on a hill, looking at the beach, but not being able to access the beach is really hard for me. So he's like, I don't care. I just want the view. And I was like, okay, awesome. Well, I would rather be closer to the beach. I wonder how it would be possible to actually, and this is coming back to what we've been manifesting for years, to actually be on the hill by the beach. Like, so I only said that 1 month ago. And I said, so just do that, babe. We would just find the 5-bedroom house on the hill with a 2-minute walk to the beach, like what we've always talked about. Yeah. Okay. So it shall be, or better. Within a week, when you put our two minds together, so this is when you're manifesting with somebody else, like, yeah, you can have that and I can have that, so why don't we have it together? And the universe created it. So if the universe can create that, then what the hell else can the universe create? It's only our minds that get in the way. And we have to use the season. We have to use our seasons and our lanes and our mindset and our energetics and our embodiment practices. We have to constantly work on ourselves and stretch ourselves. This is not consuming. It's not about consuming a fuck ton of content. Like, you know, I've got clients that are like, I'm doing all the things. I'm learning all the things. Why am I not manifesting? Why isn't this happening? Because you're trying to micromanage. And the, if you believe that the universe, because faith and belief is everything, because what you believe to be true is true. If you can have the faith and the belief that it is all happening for you all the time, but you've got to trust and know that it is blind faith, like blind. I couldn't have known that the house would be there on that day with an open home sign. I'm not looking in the paper for houses. Like, and every time I did, it just wasn't the right fit because I was pushing, I was micromanaging. I don't want to micromanage. I want to flow. And we threw it in there. I said, only if it's easy. And the first thing we said to the agent was, only if it's easy. We are all about ease. We don't want to haggle or care about going backwards and forwards. I literally, it doesn't. And I've had that mindset the whole time. So although I came home and I started packing straight away, as soon as the house as the offer got accepted, but we hadn't gone unconditional. We only went unconditional yesterday. As soon as it, we were packing, and the real estate people came around and take photos because the house wasn't even on the market. And I said to him,
we're
packing. And he goes, holy moly, you got me. I said, it's ours. And, you know, houses are sitting around here. They sit around for months, you know,
in sale.
And banks don't necessarily open easily, but I knew this would. And Luke,
my man, your cash on top.
He said, they're going to come in. They're going to offer us a contract. And it's something that he wants for. And it's going to be so fucking easy, Victoria. Real estate people showed up and they said, we've got an offer. It's a cash offer and it's more than what you've asked for. And I looked at Luke and he goes, I told you. I was like, you are such a freak. Like, who's a psychic medium here, right? Like, this is insane. So we have to know what there's a layer of, and we can put times and stuff on them, but then we have to say, all better. Universe, I trust you. I have blind faith to know that whatever I need is right in front of me. It's actually within me. We have to have the faith. No. And then to have the faith isn't just saying you have the faith or just doing the prayer. It's actually surrendering to what. And no one seeing another sign right now because there's a magpie like right there next. It's always a sign that I am transforming my reality. Monarch butterfly is all of the synchronicities, the magpie, which don't show up that often. So I have to trust that these little tiny signs that the universe is giving me, they're breadcrumbs, right? They're breadcrumbs or driftwood. It's driftwood that it's all happening for you. So when it feels like nothing was happening, and nothing felt like it was happening. It's like, yeah, I know it's happening, but it doesn't feel like it's happening because I don't see any evidence happening apart from
the little bits of driftwood.
You just have to know it is. It's absolutely, positively happening for you. The A-frame on the hill, the terminal walk, three different ways. You've got the bush right there. It's motherfucking happening. It's happening when I sell out and like literally I'm selling out my whatever it is, like retreats, or I'm selling out my my programs or my membership. I put my offers out and people are like, yes, yes, yes. I do a live and like, or a masterclass and like 200 people arrive, like, or two people arrive and then all of a sudden I've made $200,000. Like, we don't know how exactly it's working. And it's not for us to know. It's actually none of our business. But it is. It is happening. But we have to understand that we must go with our season. So sometimes when it feels like we're not winter doing anything, everything is happening. Sometimes when we're in summer, it feels like we're doing everything and it's all happening. You know, that's what's happening, but maybe it's not as much as happening as when we're not doing it, right? So it's like the seasons happen for a reason. The cycles happen for a reason. We have patterns for a reason. And as soon as somebody like says to you, hey, did you know you're in a pattern? This is what we have coaches, right? This is why I have coaches. This is why I'm a coach. Like, did you know I'm going to call BS on this? Because you're doing a pattern and this is why you're not manifesting. You're in your ego. The minute you tell someone that and they go, holy shit, am I? I hate you for saying that, but thank you. Their lives transformed. And I had two people in one of my lives the other day. I was talking about manifestation. I'm doing Magnificent March, so I'm showing up every day, and I am basically inviting people to come into my membership because it's like, this is the best membership on the planet. For $22 a week, there's six lives, there's $10,000 worth of content. You can leave any time, you know. And I was talking about how people get checks in the mail. People do MM, and I've had people win lotto, people win jackpot. People, I say people because it's happened more than once for all of these things. People get checks in the mail. People get their inheritance early. Like, people get huge amounts of pay rises. Like, pretty much three people in each of those categories it's happened to. It's insane. It always, it never surprises me, but it always surprises me. And, yeah, I was telling that story, and two of the girls on the live call in my free community said, oh my God, just before coming into MM, I got a check in the mail. And then another person goes, oh my God, you know, yeah, just before coming into your membership, I got a check in the mail too. And I'm like, exactly. And who gets checks in the mail anymore? Like, what even is a check? A piece of paper, an IOU. Like, people are getting checks in the mail. So I had three people get checks in the fucking mail. Did I manifest for them? No, they manifested it because they believed that because they were investing in themselves, the universe would repay them. And they didn't know how. You know, I have people that say, I want to do MM. I'm going to do it. I'm going to find the money right now. They don't ask, like, if I can find the money. They say, I'm going to go find the money. And then this one girl, she goes, you're not going to believe this. So my husband got, like, he got a win, you know, he won some money. So now I can afford to pay you in full. I'm like, well, of course he did, because you said to me, I'm going to go get the money. I'm going to talk to my husband about it. And I'm like, absolutely. I 100% agree, but I'm going to go get the money. It's a seasonal thing. There's this season and a reason. And it's like, if it's not meant to happen, it's not meant to happen. When someone says to me, you know, I really want to come to MM, but I can't afford it. I'm like, okay, well, you're not meant to come into MM at this time, okay? That's okay. When you come into my membership, maybe that is the correct space for you. When I went to sign up with my coach, and it was like $10,000, and I said to her, and this is a few years ago, and then I started working with her and doing my visualizations of my house, so you name it. And she messaged me yesterday, and she's like, oh my God, I remember you saying that. And I was like, I know. But she said to me, Victoria, I was like, oh, do you have a payment plan? I don't know if I can curate $10,000. That's a lot of money, you know. We're in between houses and jobs and all these different things. And she said, and I said, I'm not trying to make an excuse. I really, 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 really want to work with you, but this is my reality. And she said, but how could you find the $10,000 in payment for? And it was the nicest thing she ever said to me, because I said, how can I? Hey, Lynn, how can I find $10,000 to pay this coach? We figured it out. And I said, I'm transferring the money now. That was the first time I did that to her. Paid her many times after that. Changed my life, right? The universe met me where I was at, and my return on investment is massive, but I never look at it like it has to happen now or it has to happen through this bank account. Like, I will do clearings for spirit, and then I will say, okay, you guys can pay me now, and then somebody will come in and go, hey, I just found you on YouTube. I want to pay you $3,000. I'm like, okay, thanks. I can't wait to work with you. I'm so excited. Because I don't have an attachment of how the money comes, how the house comes, how the friendships come. Made some fucking epic friends in the last 3 years, and I've lost some incredible friends as well. You know, and these friends have just, they've been right in front of my face, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, hello, do you want to play? Literally. Like, hey, I said to my running buddy, like, hey, so you wouldn't happen to want to run with me, would you? I really need someone to run with that. Is, you know, you always look at the height. We're the same height. We're around about the same age. We're probably around the same fitness. This could work really well. You know, I don't want to run with a seasoned marathon runner because I'm going to be way too slow. So I'm like, do you want to run with me? She's like, yes. I'm like, what? Yes. And now we're planning our half marathon this year. You know, I'm planning two instead of planning one every 2 years, which is what I talked about in the first part of this podcast, the shorter part, because it's like, every 2 years I do a half marathon. I'm like, hang on, but that's an interesting perspective. What if I changed that and was like, I do a marathon when I want to do one. Oh my God, I'm going to do it twice this year. Wow, fun. You know, change my points of views, my limitations, my judgments on what I should be instead of actually what I want to be. Because everything I attach to, that can change now. I can change my dreams or hold on to them. Okay, guys, I'm going to leave there. So I would love you to chew on that a little bit. What seasons, what reasons, what patterns, and how are you manifesting? Where are you holding on to things? And where is the ego louder than the desire? And what about the complete surrender and looking at the evidence around you to see that you already have everything you've ever asked for, the good and the bad and the ugly? What about creating even more, allowing the universe to lift you, to give it you in so many ways, and literally rain prosperity down for you?
Thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you desire to develop your spiritual awareness even further, then go check out my website where you can have a look at the spiritual membership or magnificent mediumship. Please feel free to leave a review, to give us a star rating, and to share this episode with someone that you love. Until next time, namaste.